How are you guys doing this morning? I got a couple of really good questions to ask. These are important questions in the life of God's people here in Chapin, South Carolina. And you'll know where I'm going in a minute. First one is, did the Gamecocks win?
No.
No. Who did? They did? All right. Did they win or lose? Okay. All right. The next very, very important question that I have to ask you. All right. Hey, this is what college football does to Christians. You know, the next question I got is just similarly important. Okay. Did the Tigers win?
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't watch the Tigers? Yeah. I think they did. Both of my teams lost yesterday, but boy, one of them played really well. App State. Oh, they almost beat Penn State. Huh? Do I go for the Gamecocks? I go for the Michigan Wolverines. Yeah. Yeah. That's safer that way. I don't have to get caught in the Gamecocks-Tigers battle, you know, and I can be friends with everybody, except during bowl season. You know, then it gets tough. Okay, what I want to do, though, today, the reason I bring those two up, you watch the games, obviously, and you've watched football before, right? Can you tell me what kind of a uniform the players wear? Huh? Yeah. Okay, what do they wear to protect themselves? What do they wear on their head?
Armor.
A helmet. Armor? They wear armor? Oh my goodness gracious. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. I could just see running back for the Gamecocks running down the field in a suit of armor. Huh? Yes, they do. They wear all kinds of stuff. What, shoulder pads? Yeah, and they got that.
I used to think that was their actual shoulders.
You thought that was their actual shoulders?
Yeah.
I played football when I was younger, and if my shoulders were that big, I think my mom would have had a problem finding clothes to fit me. Yeah. Well, you know what? The all those things that they wear to keep them safe enables them to play the game better, doesn't it? They don't have to worry so much about getting hurt. Players still get hurt, but they don't have to worry about it so much. They have that, they have those pads and those helmets they wear. As Isabel said, they have that armor on, right? And so, yeah. You know what? The Apostle Paul, he's a guy that wrote a lot about how God's people are to live and wrote a lot about Jesus and how Jesus came to save God's people. The Apostle Paul wrote a lot in the New Testament about living as God's people, okay? And one of the things that he says in our lesson today is that as we live as God's people, the world is going to try to attack us. Okay, it's like the Tigers or the Gamecocks when they have the ball. The other team's going to try and attack them and get the ball, right? Well, you know what? As Christian people, the world, the devil, all the powers of evil are going to try to attack us and take away what God has given us. Take away our faith, take away our sense of forgiveness, and take away our love for Jesus. The world's going to do that. So Paul says that we should put on the whole armor of God. Yeah. The whole armor of God. You know, and in a lesson, pay attention when we read the lessons, okay? Pay attention to the things that Paul says to put on. You know, he tells us to put on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of faith, and all these kinds of things to keep us safe. He even tells us to have the shield, right? I think it's the shield of faith. I have to look at and what the shield is for. Exactly. Who taught him that? exactly. That shield, Paul says, will keep us safe from those flaming arrows, those flaming darts that the devil tries to throw at us, those things that the devil puts in our way to try and rob us of our faith. If we know God's word, if we have a life of prayer, and we come to church on Sundays, and we join with all of God's people, we grow stronger in our faith, and we can withstand all these things. That's putting on the whole armor of God, preparing your life, preparing yourself to live a life of faith so that you can do it and do it well and teach others how to do it. Okay? Let's pray, and let's ask God's blessing on us, and let's ask for God's help to wear this armor of faith, the whole armor of God, so that we can be strong in the face of temptation, okay? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks that you have given us your word, and you have sent to the world your Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from sin. And we give you thanks that we have teachers like the Apostle Paul who teach us the ways of your Son, Jesus. Help us always to put on this whole armor of God, that we might remain faithful and we might be able to withstand the world's temptations. Help us always to live as you would have us do. And we pray this in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. All right, we'll see you next week.